It's time for Lower Wacker Live, our podcast that makes fun of the news so you don't have to. It is April 3rd, the day after the runoff. Really fun time last night doing election returns at the Billy Goat Tavern. So great to be in that amazing, iconic Chicago establishment for an amazing, iconic Chicago runoff election. I'm feeling it today, though. I'm not going to lie to you. I stayed out way too late at the Goat after the broadcast. You know you stay too late at the Billy Goat when you're on your second double cheeseburger? That's the worst. You know you stay too late when Rick Pearson leaves before you. You know you stay too late at the Billy Goat when the goat is actually mopping the floor. You're like, they got a goat? There's a real goat in here? That's how I felt last night. But feeling good today. Observations from last night. Tony Preckwinkle got beat. That was bad. Like Bruce Rauner bad. Like Tyson Larry Holmes bad. Like John Fox versus any playoff team bad. She had to know it though, right? Give me a break. She had her election night party at the Promontory. Hey, nothing against the Promontory. I love that place. Beautiful room. But who has a victory party at a neighborhood bar back room? You book the Hilton or the Hyatt or the Navy Pier Ballroom or heck, the old Cook County Hospital would have been better than the Promontory. The writing was on the wall. Lori Lightfoot, the new mayor. And make no mistake about it, she ran anti-Rahm Emanuel into the ground. And she had almost 75%, I mean 30% of actual voters, but 75%. Wow, that was a message sent. Gee, I wonder why Rahm didn't run again? Right, more time with family. Or he knew that 75% of 30% voters were voting against him. So Preckwinkle stepped in as a surrogate, but Lightfoot ran to unseat the mayor. And when he got out of the race, she just kept pointing to his failures. I don't want to take anything away from Mayor-elect Lightfoot, but this city was definitely looking for something different. Someone with all 10 fingers. That's terrible. That's terrible, Justin. Come on. Also, quick aside, not a fan of the Bring on the Light campaign slogan. You got to change it up. Keep the foot. Not everybody has a foot in their name. Keep the foot. It's perfect. I'm going to bury my light foot up in that. You can do something like that. Maybe like a James Brown. Kind of get up on the good foot. Get up on the light foot. Heck now, pick a jump in a light foot. Get there, think about it, light foot. Now we can't put this on Spotify. It's copyright. Give it up in the light foot. Hey, hey. All right, let's talk Alderman O'Connor. Wow, Rahm Emanuel's floor leader lost to Andre Vasquez in the 40th ward. O'Connor was alderman since 1983. That's like 2 years shy of being a career politician. Personally, I'm glad he lost, only because his campaign flyers showcasing Vasquez's rap lyrics is making families have uncomfortable moments. Mommy, what's getting wet mean? O'Connor. Alderman Reboiris held on to his seat in the 30th ward against Jessica Gutierrez. Kind of got the vibe that Reboiris didn't think he was going to win just because when the cameras got around to going live with him after 10 o'clock, he was sauced. Did you see? What exactly what you would be doing if you thought you lost and just like pounding him back. And they're like, no, you won. He's like, oh, time to go live. That was your campaign speech. So good to go. And too close to call in three races. Leslie Harrison, Will Calloway in the 5th, James Kappelman and Marie Lalonde in the 46th, and Deb Mell and Rosanna Rodriguez Sanchez in the 33rd. And there's only one way to decide these, a pothole filling contest. That's the way it's got to be. First to fill a pothole in their ward wins. Each candidate gets a soldering iron and a bag of Quikrete. That's it. And they'll be judged both on speed and style. That's the only way. I mean, come on. If there's a recount, be like 1, 2, 3. This candidate's got 77. This candidate gets 74. Come on. They got to do something like they should do like a tiebreaker, like a race around the ward. Like a double dare for Chicago politics. I'd be into that. I know you would be too. And that's all. Going to be an awesome 4 years, right? Lots of political stories we just never had before in this town. Like an uppity city council. How fun is that going to be? I can't wait to throw a party when a city council vote is 26 to 24. It's going to be a great party. Just bring ice. All right, what else? In sports, the White Sox home opener already canceled. Yay, baseball in April. They're moving it to Friday. I'm going to be in for Steve Cochran that morning, so I'll be broadcasting live from the G-Rate at 6 a.m. It's 6 a.m. Wow. Okay. Maybe they'll let me shag some flies before anybody's up. That'd be awesome. The Blackhawks are officially out of the playoffs. What a waste of great seasons from Kane and Taves. Both of those guys had unbelievable seasons. But you know what? They lost to the Kings down the stretch twice, so that should tell you everything you need to know about this Blackhawks season. The Kings are the worst. And just the worst. And are the Bulls still playing? right? They better lose every single game down the stretch and get a top three pick, because then, well, we'll have another top three pick. They should trade that pick and a couple of these guys for just one guy that's in NBA 2K. Just one guy. That's it. And finally today, it was 10 years ago since the Bears traded for Jay Cutler. To quote the master, don't care. All right, that's Lower Wacker Live for April 3rd, 2019. If you like the music, it's provided by Wes Restless. If you'd like to provide us music so we can play something without getting Spotify all up in our grill, you can do so by emailing Pete at pzimmerman@wgnradio.com. Do it. I dare you. I double dare you. Also, subscribe to this daily podcast, and I'll make you some music. How about that? See you tomorrow.